Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agri and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agri Outdoors. We're back talking hunting, talking fishing, and talking just about anything you can do outdoors here on KWSN and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. We're going to talk this segment about an upcoming event. You've heard us talk about this event on this radio show before. Men in Boats. It's an exciting event. It's one of these things that we talk about and we attend and we're involved and we can't say enough good things about it. We want to welcome Pastor Ben Jacobson here to maybe give us a little more insight into the upcoming Men in Boats. How are we doing this morning?
Hey, Kyle, Scott, good to be on. Thanks for having me back on the show. We're getting excited for Men in Boats. You know, the weather has turned, and that's all we can think about, really, is getting out on the water.
Well, this is coming up on the 23rd year. Now, I know we had to adapt a little bit and did things a little different during that COVID year, which, you know, we all have accepted that, and hopefully that's behind us now. But the 23rd year we have done Men in Boats. This is not a recent, newly formed event. This is tried and true. This has been there. It's a tradition in a lot of men's lives to come up to Devil's Lake the second weekend after Memorial Day and fellowship, faith, friends, and fishing. That's the motto, right?
That's the motto. It's really the basics, right? There's nothing fancy about it. It's nothing more, but it's also nothing less. It's all of those things that I think so many of us need in our life. Of course, we need faith and we need other people, fellowship. We all have to have friends that gather around us, support us, enjoy life with us. We've got to have food. That's a big important part of what we do up at Devil's Lake is eating well. And of course, fishing is the added bonus to all of it. I think, Kyle, you've been a part of this since the beginning. For me, it's something that I came into when I began as a pastor at Hope Lutheran, who the event is through. And I was welcomed into just the amazing depth of those pieces of the faith, the fellowship, the friendship, the food and the fishing. And what a gift it's been to me. And I'd love to see how other guys, you know, the ones who have been there since the beginning, have made that a tradition, and how new guys have come on board and been welcomed right into that, welcomed into that tradition. It's such a cool thing to be a part of.
So, Ben, you said that this is through Hope Lutheran Church, but we do want to make sure everybody knows it is not required that you have anything to do with Hope Lutheran Church. This is open
Absolutely.
For anybody
Absolutely.
To come. And one thing I'd like to throw out there, you know, the show airs in Sioux Falls, in that whole area there. And a lot of people will travel to Devil's Lake because it's a destination. And it truly is. And honestly, if you ever wanted to go to Devil's Lake, this is the perfect opportunity to do so. We have the lodging, we have the food, we have guys you can talk with and learn from while you're up there. So I would challenge all of our Sioux Falls listeners on KWSN to think about it. Look it up on the website and think about coming out for Men in Boats because you will have the time of your life.
Yeah, Scott, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you don't need to be a part of Hope Lutheran to come on board. And the other thing that you said, which is so true, and I've experienced this, is that this is a great introduction to Devil's Lake at a pretty good cost, a fair price, and also surrounded by guys who have fished this lake a lot and who are ready and willing to help you out. You know, I came up there the first time a couple of years ago. I had never fished the lake, and I had people kind of give me some tips, tricks, direct me a little bit, and our boat had some success and just a lot of fun. So, you know, it's a big lake, but when someone is able to help you find your way a little bit, it's not so intimidating for that first time.
And it's an event that's not a turn. It's not competitive. It's not a competitive tournament event. It's a collaborative event. As you mentioned, Ben, guys are willing to share. And we have one of the best on Devil's Lake, Johnny Candle, a professional fishing guide. He's coming in Friday night to give us a class for those who aren't familiar. And he's going to share spots on a map where he's caught fish and how he caught them. So it's a great way, as you said, to familiarize yourself with the lake.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, and yeah. The other thing that I was just thinking about earlier today is as I was kind of getting ready for our show today, and it's that you can't take away from the importance of, as a Christian, being at church and being in church and worshiping there. But this is a special event, and there's just nothing like being immersed in God's creation. And yet we have a chapel and we have a worship service while we're there, but it's really that time out on the water. As Jim Kalkofen in our prior segment talked about, when you're in an 18 or 20-foot boat, or maybe you're in a 16-foot boat, you know, you kind of have a captive audience with that friend or that family member that's in there, and it's a great time to visit.
Yeah. And you know what? I think, Kyle, you're right. And one of the things that I think about is how being out in creation prepares you for worship and how worship prepares you for being out in creation. And so the two sort of meld together over that weekend, and it just becomes this very wonderful experience.
You know, one of the guys in the leadership group really put it best, and it resonated with me, and I think a lot of the others. And it's an opportunity to charge your spiritual batteries, right? And it's so much of it is it's laid back, it's fun. We go out there and we catch fish, but it's fun. It's laid back. It's not super intense, and it's a great way to recharge those spiritual batteries.
That's so true. I think life, honestly, for so many of us, gets to be really intense as we go week to week to week. And so to step away from that for a weekend with other guys who are maybe dealing with some of the same stuff or have some of the same worries or some of the same hopes and joys and things in life or some wisdom that can be passed on, what a great thing to be able to do.
Hey, in the minute and a half, 2 minutes we've got left, Ben, let's just talk a little bit of the specifics here. June 9th to the 11th, that's the dates. Lakewood Park Bible Camp, Devil's Lake, that's where we stay. You mentioned cost. It's an incredibly reasonable trip. How do we register? What is the cost? And I know we've got a few things this year for young attendees, if we have sons or grandsons that are coming along.
Yep. So the registration fee is $50, and that's going to get you all your food. It's for the weekend. It's going to get you a t-shirt. That fee this year is going to be waived for anyone who is 18 and under. What we hope for is that this would be an event where generations of families and friends could come together. And so we're hoping to see grandpas, dads, grandsons, sons, those generations. And so that fee has been waived. And then the lodging is actually done through the camp, and it's very, very reasonable, way less than you would pay for a hotel for an evening. So the accommodations are great and they're affordable. You can visit us at fargohope.org/men to find the sign up for Men and Boats, or you can call us at the church office. That's 701-235-6622 to get a hold of us there, and we'd be happy to help answer any questions you might have.
And you can go to Facebook, look up Men and Boats, and we've got a link there as well. Ben, thank you for joining us and spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Folks, don't go away. We've got more Gone Outdoors ahead of us. We'll take a quick break and be right back.